more or less a flat place before it gets into the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a very wet portion, practically all the year.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time that's the reason it's called bago.
Mm-hmm. See, there's another term someone mentioned to me. I never heard it before. Do you ever hear precocious, something like that?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know that.
Say if you wanted to drain a swamp, what would you dig to drain?
A canal.
Huh?
Canal.
Uh-huh. And say if you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a little...
Trench.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Gully.
Which is bigger, or are they the same?
Well, a gully would be considered the bigger, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A gully is more or less not caused from one big rain.
Mm-hmm.
You can call a trench is cut out that way from one rain a gully, mm-hmm. but as a general rule, it's a gully is formed over the years where the soil just gradually keeps washing away and leaves a big trench down a hillside or something mm-hmm. called a gully.
What about the different kinds of streams? That you have around here?
We have the creeks, the rivers, and the spring branches, and that's about all, I guess.
Do you have a bayou?
Bayou? This country here is not known for the bayous. That's in the lower part of the state.
How's a bayou different from a creek?
The bayou is generally in the lower, flatter regions, and it's not a swift current.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lazy current that is more or less brackish water,
mm-hmm.
where our creeks, our rivers, or streams is fed by springs,
mm-hmm.
and you have a fresh water in. The bayou has more or less a stale water. It's just a natural drain off from the surface, where the creek is a drain off from springs that are coming out from the hillside.
What about when you have some water that's flowing along, suddenly it drops off and the water goes on over?
That's a waterfall.
Okay. And a place where boats can stop and freight's unloaded, that'd be called a
harbor, or wharf.
Uh-huh. What about just a small place where you could...
Boat dock.
Okay. What are some of the names of some of the streams and creeks and rivers in this area?
Well, let's start with this one here. As it gets a little further down, it's known as the Wilson Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it goes on further down, it has another name. I don't remember what it is, but further down it goes into Silver Creek.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a creek and a branch?
A branch is more or less the beginning of a creek.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the head of a creek. And we also have a name, we were asking about what the streams were called. We have a name, Holler.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it takes the place of a branch or a creek, or sometimes it's called a Holler. Then we have Bella Chitta Creek.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tanchpahoe River.
Mm-hmm.
And